There are various studies on cultural identity. Cultural identity is usually understood as the identity or feeling of belonging to a group that has its own culture. Individuals usually define themselves by cultural identifiers such as nationality, ethnicity, location, history, language, gender, beliefs, customs, clothing, and food. It is suggested that cultural identity develops in three stages. The first stage, known as unexamined cultural identity, occurs during childhood, when culture is taken for granted. Cultural ideas and values provided by families, communities, or the media are easily accepted without much critical thinking. In the second stage, called the cultural identity search, teenagers may become more curious and willing to explore, analyze, and compare their beliefs with other cultures. When people develop a clear sense of cultural identity, know which social group they belong to, and feel satisfied with their cultural identity, they reach the final stage called cultural identity achievement. Living in their own country, people can easily acquire and maintain their cultural identity because they are fully exposed to different aspects of their native culture. They inherit their ancestors' history, knowledge, language, beliefs, values, and customs, which have been passed from one generation to the next one. However, people often do not confine themselves to one culture. In the age of globalization, access to the internet and the media provides instant contact with many cultures. A person's cultural identity may be influenced by certain aspects of other cultures. When people move to a new culture, they may react differently. Some people feel a strong urge to keep their cultural identity, so they continue speaking their language, cooking their food, wearing their traditional clothing, and celebrating their festivals. They also insist that their children and grandchildren maintain their cultural identity. On the other hand, there are people who choose to abandon their heritage culture and assimilate into the new culture of the majority. Yet, there are people who integrate into the new cultural environment while keeping their own cultural identity and flexibly adjusting to the different aspects of the new culture.